Everything is there. It will be repetition
something from
in
your,
rough words.
Something from your own realization of this.
కొనుక్కు చేస్తున్నాం. Your meaning is spashta, clear. Jab bhi suna Chakravarti Thakur is telling that these are as a lust for ordinary person. Even a sadhak who is practicing bhakti yoga and he has come up to madhyam uttam adhikar has no such lust. What to tell when he has reached up to swarup siddhi? And if he has reached to vastu siddhi, nothing, a smell of all things can be there. So here certainly it is not lust. Lust is for himself. Yeah. But gopis are in samartharati. He has told in samartharati. First, being beginning.
The word has not been found in Sanskrit, but perhaps.
Samartharati. There are three kinds of rati. Samartharati. And two?
Sadharani.
Samartharati in Braja. And another rati in Queens of Krishna in Dwaravati. And there is one Sadharani rati. Sadharani rati in Kubja. And you remember Samanjasa. Samanjasa rati in Queens of Satyabhama all. What are the differences between them? Sadharani rati of Kubja. Kubja has lust, but it has taken in Sadharani Rati. Rupa Goswami has svikar kiya, admitted Kubja Rati as Sadharani Rati. Why he has admitted? His rati was only for Krishna, not for any other person. And when she saw Krishna, at that very time that rati came in her to enjoy Krishna, not to give enjoyment to Krishna, but herself. But there was this thing that to none any other person his rati was there, not on Kamsa or any of men, only to Krishna. But something was bad, that she has something for his own happiness. So it is sadharani rati. But object should be Krishna, then it will be taken as a rati. Though his rati is not good at all, for only Kubja he has admitted. Secondly, samanjasarati. Samanjasarati is divided into so many fractions. To Krishna, their child, for everyone. And samanjas means sometimes for own happiness, as Kubja has, but very few times like this. Always in a service mood, servicing mood of Krishna. So this is called, it may not be, it is samanjasa or samanjasa. In Sanskrit, this word has been taken, the meaning of this word. That is, it may be, it may not be. Means, sometimes it may be that only for Krishna and Krishna, not like Kubja. And very rare in cases to have a child, and when child comes, he has affection towards this child also. If 10 children are there, love is divided into 10, and if daughters, one daughter, then 11, and also to all householders, even to their dasis also, they so much like dasis. So anywhere fraction. But in samartharati, gopis prem is samartha to control Krishna every day. Their prem cannot control Krishna. Queens. So that is called samanjasa. Will be controlled or not be controlled. But it is sure that samartha means
powerful,
so much powerful that Krishna is surely be controlled. So the rati is samartha. He is telling that even a man is practicing bhakti and he has come up to bhava avastha. He has no lust. But in other hand, he has not so much mamata and prem also. In swarup shuddhi, he has no smell of all these things. But yet not so much mamata that should be in gopi. So gopis have samartharati. Samartharati means nothing of their own happiness. But yet at that time they are Maha Premavati. She has told Patutal of Mahabhava that crossed the avastha of avastha of Mahabhav, and they have entered in Madanakha, Madanakha Bhav, especially Srimati Radhika, who is telling all these things. So we also, what to tell others and upper classes Vaishnavas, really from core of heart we don't want that this by bhakti Vishuddha bhaya dukkha and Vishuddha like our happiness. But in rare cases we cannot do like so. We want some happiness, and also that our this unhappiness should go away. But Uttamadhikari, they don't want all these things, like Prahlad Maharaj also. What Hiranyakashipu has given unhappiness to Prahlad Maharaj, he never prayed Krishna or God that it should all be removed and I should be so happy. So what to tell of gopis? So there no any a desire or the gandha of desire, smell of desire, that our this dukkha, any dukkha should be go away, and we should taste any happiness by Krishna also, because in Shikshastra 8th slok we see, what is that slok? Aslisva padaratan pinastumang adarsanan marmahatan karotuva jatha tatha vidadhatu lampato mat pranatha susayi. We know that he is lampat. He also sometimes wants another gopi to meet. But we don't want our happiness. If he wants to live in Mathura or Dwarka with her lady friend, he can easily. We don't want our happiness. If he knows that he wants any sakhi, we will go to him and serve her, and we will pray her that you should meet Krishna. If Krishna crushes us by faith, we will not tell that why you are doing so. And if he comes and embraces us and getting sukh there, we become blessed. We feel, we like to do so. Anyhow, all are telling that he is lampat. But yet, we will always seek happiness for Krishna. So, here, kayik, vachik, manasik. In three, as Uttama Bhakti has been stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that Uttama Bhakti is that Anushilanam. Here Anushilanam means by son, man, buddhi, soul, everything. By bhav, by Nibrati Vachak means
negative
aspects, giving up by everything. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told, Sarva Indriya Krishna Anusilan, by every way, by every Indriya
senses.
When a devotee serves Krishna, that is Uttama Bhakti. That is Bhakti, not Uttama. when it will be uttama bhakti anusilanam anukullena, if it is, it will be anukullena, not pratikullena. Nirantaram, nirantaram mane
continuous,
and anu paschat paschat mane in the guardianship of, what guardianship? In the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. Even it will be not Uttama Bhakti. Then Anna Abhilashita Sunyam, Gyan Karma Adi Anabhritam, then it will be Uttama Bhakti. So they are nothing like so. And they are Uttama Bhakta and not Uttama Bhakta because they are not Sadhak or Sadhika. They are Kaya view of Radhika and himself Radhika is there. Sachidanandamayi Srimati Radhika Ahladini Shakti. Here, so by Kaiki, Vachiki and Manasi, all Kriyas mean all
activities.
First they want to Uddipta Karna.
Excite or stimulate.
Stimulate. In Krishna heart. Why they want so? Because they know that Krishna wants so. How they knew? Because Krishna played on flute. And Bhagavanapi Taratri Sardodphulla Mallika Rantum Manas Chakre. Krishna had some test, and to fulfill his test, he Manas Chakre. When he did in his mind that I should run tum in gopis. Understand? Run tum means I should play with gopis. Raman, Karna. Krishna wants that I should raman with gopis. Why? Krishna thinks that Gopi wants this. Again, why Gopi wants like so?
Krishna.
So each other. So here is telling that they want to create something or manifest that thing, mane Uddipana, in the heart of Krishna, that he should run with us, because enjoy us. That is called Surata Sukha Uddipana. Yesterday we something.
Suratanath.
So to Uddipana ko prakat karne ke liye, to create Uddipana in Krishna heart for Surat Sukh, because Krishna wants this, and Krishna thinks that they want, they have did austerities, Aradhana, and also Srimati Radhika has joined in the last day in Aradhana Katyani Devi, she has also come, and I have showed my eagerness that I am angry, in next year I will fulfill your all ideas. So for this, to uddipta this thing, Roop or Javan Madan Vyatha Vistar Karani, that's all beautiful. And they have made by knowing willingly. So pitiful that Krishna or Krishna can be controlled by that truth. They have made, they have taken any alankar here but not here.
One hearing on one ear and not the other.
Huh?
Why?
Because it is the lakshan of a rati. What they have done, in one here is none. It is more than that ornament. If in both eyes it was not so much beautiful thing and sweet thing, then doing in one eyes. They know, Rupa Goswami may know, we cannot. We can only like Sukh, we can utter all these things. We have no idea. So, knowing this, that Krishna wants to make themselves so beautiful, and they began to tell Krishna openly that you should keep your lotus feet on our breast. It should not be told. And for that a story he has told. Srila Vishwanath Jogati Thakur of a friend. I should not repeat because you know.
Who does the desire, where does the desire to enjoy in this way exist? Because Krishna doesn't have the desire, he's doing it for the gopis. But the gopis don't have the desire, they're doing it for Krishna. So where is the desire?
Gopis want to serve.
And Krishna wants to serve.
My first gopis take this one, that gopi wants to serve. Then Krishna has appetite to be served. But it comes, a root is in gopis, that we should serve. Then Krishna has appetite to take service. Then what kind of service? Then coming as a, from seed anything comes out. Because gradually they know, and they want to to serve each other.
So therefore the gopis are a shrine.
Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu anywhere, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his explanation, any wish come from first from Naika, then it comes in Nayak. But Naika does not openly tell all these things. ठीक रख दीजिए वहाँ पर ले ये हम उसको स्पष्ट तो कर लें नहीं तो अनादर न हो जाए तब वहाँ पर रखिए ठीक कोई थाला नहीं है ना कितनी थाला है तो उसे ढक दीजिए कोई थाला नहीं है सर हाँ उसमें होगा वहाँ तो नहीं है कॉर्नर पहले नहीं है कि छे ना कि कुथारा
You were saying about the knife.
Anything comes in Naika. And Naika wants to serve, but she cannot openly tell. But Naik knows, and then Krishna knows by their actions and bhav, mood, any sankhet.
Signal.
And then Krishna can tell openly anything, by any way. Then it comes in Naika again. But here we see that desire, gopis are telling this. because they are so big dagdha, so chatur, chatur mane well expert in loving matters, because they are of Hladini Shakti, Kayagu of Hladini Shakti, and herself Hladini Shakti. So they are Vidagdha. More than Krishna is also Vidagdha. But gopis, and especially Srimati Radhika, is more and more Vidagdha than this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Krishna has admitted this fact that she is my Prem Guru. Once in Vidagdha Madhava Parahas, that, O Vrinde, from where you are coming? You know this slok? You know?
I've heard, yeah.
What? O Vrinde, from where you are coming? She replies, I'm coming from Kundatata, your Sarsi, Radha Kunda. What he saw there? I saw that Krishna was dancing. He was dancing. Who was Siksha Guru of Krishna? Your all shadows, image. Krishna is seeing everywhere in all the lips, everywhere, trees, creepers, everywhere. Your image is there. So by that, his siksha, he is taking instruction for him. And he has admitted that he is Prem Guru. Srimati Radhika is Prem Guru. So, Srimati Radhika is so vidagdha. He knows so many tricks and kaushal how to fulfill the appetite of Krishna. So, if the gopis are telling that you should keep your feet, lot of feet on the breast, on or bar, it is not that their prem is coming lessen or down. That we have read there. Arthas, if anyone tells that I love you, this makes that man that his prem is of lower class. But I think that in worldly persons still like so. But here in the aprakrit prem, they don't disclose their prem that I love you. Lover should know that they love me. Krishna knows. Gopis has, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been not told, but Krishna is telling, na pare ham, that is love, na pare ham, nirvadda sanjujan, sasad kityadi buddha yusapiva, ma bhajana durjara griha singhala, sambrishya tadavah prasijatu sadhana. This meaning is that, in summary I am telling, that Krishna tells that why you are raining that it to me. Gopis are telling to Krishna, why you are debted to us? You can give what we like, then you will not be raining. As you have given to Putana Mukti and then nourishment. So you should give anything like our prem. Krishna is telling that it cannot be. Why? Prem sometimes becomes bahunishta and sometimes becomes ekanishta. Understand the word? Bahunishta and ekanishta. What is the meaning of ekanishta?
Fixed on one.
Fixed on one.
One point.
And bahunishta divided in so many. fraction. Krishna tells that my prema is divided into less and less and uncounted parts because so many bhakts are there. I cannot leave any one of them. Whether he is Jnani Bhakta, he is Suddha Bhakta, he is Rasik Bhakta, he is Premi Bhakta, his father, his mother, Sakha, Sakhi. Srimati Radhika is above all, but I cannot, for Radhika, can leave any one of them. I will have to go to Arjun chariot. I will have to go to Bhisham Pitama. I will have to go to Prahlad also. Everywhere my this love is divided, and so it is bahunis. But your love is towards me is ekanishtha. For me, you have no child, no marriage,
no husband.
You have no love, affection, love for our husband. For whom? For any birds, for dogs, for anything we have no, nothing. So we should also try to love Krishna in so manner. Nothing for us. So I will be always ready to you. And second thing, if I tell that you should take anything, bar means
bone,
then you will tell that, you will ask, you will pray that. What they will pray?
Service.
Give your service. Then again I will have to be
more rainy.
So napare ham nirvajya sanjuna. In lakhs and lakhs births. Come.
Picking out to take you to some appointment.
Yes. What is the time now?
5:30.
Anyone has come or you have come?
I have come. Rohit, you may tell.
Acha. Kitna time ho gaya?
5:30.
5 ho gaya? Acha. Wait a little for 5 minutes. It will take time. Not in a moment. Today it will not be. But I have done injustice to you all by taking that nimantran, invitation. I
5 hours.
From for future I will.
Satyam.
Ekanishtha. Then you will have to come only once.
No.
But because no, I will be bahunishtha.
No. One.
One to you?
No, I say we're all one. It is all one. We have many appearing to be many, but we have one mind only.
We are kind of you.
No, there are so many things. And hidden behind, I will have to tell so many things.
Now, how will you remember tomorrow?
The river is flowing so nicely.
No, tomorrow I will be here. And tell this is slow. And Madhuraya Gira Tau Katham. In morning and evening it will be one slow.
But still you have to complete today. Have you completed what you want to say today?
Mind perhaps whirling.
It is a nice whirling.
If I narrate that as Triniketanam, how the abode, Krishna, Lord state is abode of all gopis in Sri. That is why he cannot leave for a moment that seat. So, panata dehinam, papakarsanam. Yes. One should be clear. pranata dehinam papakarsam. Up to this. Seventh. So his Vishwanatha Bhatti is narrating this, that a story that any friend has gone to any another friend, and if he is telling that oh friend, I'm going to market because you have come, and I want to give you so much delicious these all preparations. I want to bring what, rasamalai or malpua or anything. Then you can know no use of bringing. Oh, I should bring. I know that you like all these things, so I must. Then it is.
It reduces
the love. So if Gopita telling that you want us to enjoy, and for that enjoyment, we want to quench your thirst for enjoyment, then prem will be less. So they are so vidagdha, so chatur in prem, that they can defeat Krishna also. Sometimes Krishna cannot imagine what mood is hidden in their heart. So he goes, follows gopis. And that is why Krishna became outside and was following gopis when they were crying and telling all these things, only to hear all these things. So pranata dehinam, Krishna is telling, gopis are telling that your lotus should keep on or there. But Krishna is telling, this is a sinful act. Anyone should not do. And dharma comes from us. Dharma follows me. And I am saptasya jonim nihitam cha satya. Satya has come direct from me. Satya is persisted in me, lives in me. Satya comes from me, and always I am adhisthatri devata of prem, understanding?
Yeah.
Adhisthatri devata of that satya. So I am satya, I am murti of satya. So I cannot do what is sinful act. If I will do jajjad acharta sesta tattad eva itarojana jasad jat pramanam kute lokastadanu uvasati. So I cannot do. All will begin to do like so. Then gopis are telling pranata dehinam papakarsam. If anyone sets the shelter of your name, what to your foot? Your name, your pastimes, remembering you, then every sense goes away easily. In Srimad Bhagavat, so many times it has been told that every kind of sin goes away by only chanting as Ajamit Upakhyan. And if anyone touches your lotus foot feet, then any no smell of pap will sin will be there. Now we have come and we have surrendered your lotus feet, so it will not be any sin in us Krishna, that scene will come in me. But they are telling, if you touch by your feet to anyone like Ajami, Jagai, Madhai and all others, then that sin goes away. How it is that all sin will come to you? As sin, any ISKCON devotee, that if Guru takes any disciple, then he has to take all the evils and sins of all disciples. So if there are thousands and lakhs of disciples, then what Guru will do? He will sink in the ocean of sin.
What to do?
What they should do? You can,
I don't know, I'm waiting.
Advise.
You are saying that it's not true. That concept is obviously not true.
He has not to take all the sins. But by remembering Gurudev's lotus feet, all sins burn,
yeah. Yeah.
No smell of sin and all thing, anything is, which the Guru has to take. He had nothing to take. All sins burn and all Shubh comes in him.
But if he doesn't perfectly remember the lotus feet of his Guru, what happens?
No question of what perfectly. Anyhow, he wishes only, then it goes away. But Guru should be Guru.
Yeah. But when you say Guru, what do you mean by Guru?
Guru is should be Guru, qualified Guru. Today.
That's why I put it on a
Pranata Dehinam. Seventh. You have gone up to Pap Karshanam. Pranata Dehinam Pap Karshanam. Sinacharanugam Sriniketanam. And you have read, everything has come. Sinacharanugam. Gopis are telling that you should keep your lotus feet on our body. Then Krishna is telling that your body is so hard, I'm fearing to put my very soft lotus foot on your breast. Then they are telling that Trina Charanugam. Trina Chara Anu Trina Charanuga. Trinachar, those who graze grass, but especially here for cows. Cows graze on mountains also, very hard places also, and the places where up and down, it may be thorns there. So they are telling that, yes, in comparison to your lotus feet, or part, this part is certainly so much kathor, hard. But we see that that lotus feet are trina chara anuga. Anuga means to follow. So, if you can go to very hard places like mountains, and where there are thorns, and where there are patthar, small stones, and your lotus feet feel they are very happy, then why our breast is not so hard as stones and all these things. So we think that you are only pretending. So you want to put that. Krishna may told that Trina Charanuga. Jiva Goswami has given this meaning. Trinachar, many cows and all animals, less wisdom or no wisdom. Sometimes, if a man gives so many good, sweet, rasagulla, pantuva, or rabdi, or anything he gives to cows, they only smell and but grass, whether it will be dry or anything, they will like to take it. Or if these animals, cows or anything, nearer to slaughterhouse and only grass is given to them, they used to quarrel themselves to take only this little grass. They are not knowing that at once they will have to go there and they will be murdered. So they only for this thing, little thing, they